authorized representatives. As shown above, it is well within the power, discretion, and, oftentimes, duty to contract an authorized representative, managing agent or attorney in fact to deal with certain affairs of the trust. And the basic rule which courts of equity have laid down is that a trustee may contract such agents to handle all affairs which require no discretion, be they ministerial or not, and he may not delegate the essential part of a power unless, of course, he is permitted to do so by the trust instrument. In clarifying the discretionary power rule, it must be noted that there is no law against delegating discretionary powers to agents. The rule is simply that a trustee who does so at his own peril, for he is liable for all losses generated by the agent, if any. To clarify what constitutes the essential and unessential parts of a power, the essential part is defined as the exercise of discretion, the determining of needs of the trust, or the appropriateness of an action. The unessential part is that not requiring the exercise of discretion, etc., etc. However, there is a simple solution, allowing for greater flexibility in this rule. The solution is to authorize the agent to contract, on behalf of the trust, subject to the assent of the trustee. And, as noted in the previous section, if the trust instrument makes provisions for the contracting of an authorized representative, then the trustee cannot be liable for his acts. Now, the method for contracting such agents may be either by formal appointment if mandated by the trust instrument, or by execution of a limited power of attorney, letter of authorization or even certificate of verbal authorization documented by minutes of meeting. The most effective, secure method of contracting such an agent would obviously be an actual appointment with written contract setting forth the specifics of the position. But, a letter of introduction is, for most purposes, sufficient, as is a simple power of attorney when the agent is acting specifically under the title of attorney in fact.